Imagine running with a pack of wild hyenas down the dark alleyways of an ancient city at night. That's exactly what one Australian anthropologist did in Harar, Ethiopia, one of the few places on Earth where the human residents invite wild hyenas to enter human habitat. Marcus Baines Rock traveled to Harar, made friends with one young hyena, and his new book, Among the Bone Eaters, he writes about his own transformation from an academic into someone who, as they say in Harar, has the blood of the hyena. Vicky Croak, who covers all things animal for Here and Now, has his story.
It was Willie who changed everything. Willie, the hyena.
His facial expression was always that of kind of worried, where he looked like the kid who always expected something bad was going to happen to him.
That's Marcus Baines Rock describing Willie, the hyena who first broke the ice by play biting him, something hyenas do with each other, but not with humans. When you think about it, play biting with a hyena can be a pretty scary thing, considering the animals can munch through bones like popcorn, and their kill method is disemboweling. Baines Rock came to Harar in 2009 to do research. He wanted to explore the relationship between humans and hyenas in this crowded old Ethiopian city. Like why the city walls contained entryways built just for the hyenas.
Yeah, they call them Waraba Nudul, which means hyena hole. And these are holes in the defensive wall, which they're about half a meter to 1.5 meters high.
The residents of Harar invited the hyenas into their city because they help keep it clean by eating garbage. Baines Rock also credits the animals with another kind of cleanup, a supernatural one.
It's essentially that hyenas can see, hear, catch, and eat harmful spirits. I can only speculate, but it probably goes back to pre-Christian, pre-Islamic belief systems because it is so widespread.
Baines Rock began by observing a so-called hyena feeder named Yusuf. Every night, Yusuf offered hyenas meat from kebab-like sticks, which he sometimes held between his clenched teeth.
Hyenas of two of these clans, they go to two different hyena feeding places, which are just outside the old town. And they wait around there, and then tourists come, and the hyena feeders, they take out buckets of meat scraps, and they start giving food to hyenas. The people take photographs, taxis turn up and put their headlights on the hyenas, and it can get pretty involved. You can get a lot of hyenas at one of these feeding places.
Baines Rock saw that outside of these feeding areas, in the rest of the city, hyenas and humans basically left each other alone. That is, except for one pointy-nosed juvenile named Willie. Willie started doing something odd. The hyena would seek Marcus out, and in return, Marcus also did something pretty odd. He would comb the hyena's hair.
I was on Willie's side, and I just reached across, and I had a comb, which I used to use to stop Willie biting my arm. So I just offered him the comb, and he would bite on the comb. And then I took this comb, and I was combing under his chin, which he loved.
Soon enough, Willie began to wait for Marcus most nights, and using lassie-like body language got the researcher to follow him on hyena runs, through the alleyways, to the garbage dump, and to their sacred place, their den. Baines Rock helped defend the clan from neighborhood dogs, and spent so much time with the hyenas, he even got fleas. With the hyenas, he says, he found an exhilarating sense of belonging, and more than that, a new way of looking at life.
I mean, they're people, and if you spend enough time with them, then you become acculturated. And some of their worldview just rubs off on you.
Like the hyena's wariness of people.
I thought I saw a human at the top of the ridge, and it actually startled me. I had a hyena-like reaction, and then I took a second look, and it was a cactus. But that was when it occurred to me, hey, I'm starting to see people the same way that these guys do.
Baines Rock did come back around to rejoin the human world. He met and married a woman in Harar and moved home to Australia. But, he says, there'll always be a part of him running with that wild clan, a part of him seeing the world through the eyes of a spotted hyena. For Here and Now, I'm Vicky Croak.
Well, all day we'll be commemorating Martin Luther King Jr., and we want to note thousands of service projects in Philadelphia. Over 135,000 volunteers participate in 1,000 service events as part of the Greater Philadelphia Martin Luther King Jr. Day of Service. In Birmingham, Alabama, where Dr. King spent days in a jail and wrote the letter from a Birmingham jail cell, the volunteer group Hands on Birmingham will have citywide projects. In Atlanta, museums and national parks are free. But it's not a day without controversy. Chicago's annual MLK Day interfaith breakfast, typically hosted by the mayor, faced a boycott from prominent black pastors calling for Mayor Rahm Emanuel to resign in the wake of his handling of the police shootings of a black teenager more than a year ago. Well, we wish you a thoughtful day.